Misbelief by Dan Arrowley. The one-sentence summary. Misinformation appeals to something innate in all of us, but awareness of the forces that fuel misbelief can make us more resilient to its allure. What the book says. The author became victim to a number of conspiracy theories and decided to research the phenomenon of misbelief, essentially trying to answer the question, how could that person believe that thing? Misbelief describes a distorted lens through which people begin to view the world, reason about it, and describe it to others. He outlines the funnel of misbelief with four stages. 1. Emotional. We all experience stress, which negatively impacts cognitive function and decision-making. When that compounds, we feel hard done by and feel that the pain is being inflicted intentionally. Picking a villain offers a way to regain control, usually pointing to stories that have a morally repulsive theme, which fuels hate. 2. Cognitive. These elements then lead people deeper into misbelief. Faulty cognitive structures make us susceptible to misinformation, and confirmation bias makes us look for things to confirm our suspicions. Once we believe it, we work hard to convince others that it is true. 3. Personality. Some are more susceptible to misbelief than others. For example, those prone to misremembering, false recall, and false recognition. This is linked to seeing patterns where none exist, also called patternicity, narcissism, magical ideation, openness to absorbing, and perceptual aberration. 4. Social. Social forces play a powerful role, starting with social attraction. Ostracism from one group leads to a sense of belonging in a new community. Social maintenance follows, followed by acceleration when people are deep in the funnel. The mind is a rather odd information-gathering and sense-making tool. It is not the objective tool we think it is. What's good about it? Stressed people suffer from a scarcity mindset and don't think clearly. Unpredictable stress leads to learned helplessness. One of the reasons that stress accumulates is that we are not good at identifying where it comes from. This is called misattribution of emotions. Secure attachment means we're sure about what we believe, which gives us more resilience against misbelief. When talking to a misbeliever, deep canvassing works best. Start by asking sensitive questions, listening to the answers with real interest, and not counter-arguing from the start, which doesn't work and makes them dig their heels in even more. A razor is a heuristic or cognitive shortcut that can help to quickly shave away unnecessary information and complexity to get more quickly to the truth.